He arose. Great job. Thank you for that song. Perfect song for our worship service today. Our message today is going to be speaking words of faith and truth. I'll be using three different main scriptures. I'll be using other scriptures to go along with this particular message. But we want to focus on the words that are spoken, that we speak, should be in faith and truth today, because we know that's what the Word of God teaches us, and we need to know what those are. And we have from the Old Testament, New Testament, different scriptures that teach us what truth is and what faith is. And in this message today, I want to tie it in with our observance of the Lord's Supper. It's very important for us to understand what truth and faith is in our society today as well. So as we look into our introduction of this message, speaking the word of faith and truth is very important. And what we hear is important, so that we can be able to discern what that truth is, and what we're hearing is truth, and that we can base our faith upon it according to how it aligns with the Word of God. So as we look this morning, I want to talk about the power of words. There's power in words, right? There really is. And a good example of words can be seen in the news media. So I don't know. You want to believe what you hear in the news media is always factual, but sometimes it's not. But you hear a lot of talk today about promoting and controlling narratives. So the term, I looked at that word narrative, because a lot of the things that you hear, it revolves into a narrative or a thesis or some kind of a statement. But the term narrative is defined as a story that connects and explains a carefully selected set of supposedly true events and experiences, or like the intended to support a particular viewpoint or claim, or that claim can be thesis, and that's saying anything that's been said along the line of news. So it's becoming more and more obvious that whoever controls the narrative controls how people act or how they often respond. And you know, you've experienced that, and I've experienced that myself. So, and it's very true. So, so how is this possible? As I was thinking about this, how is all of this positive, these narrative things, or the things that we hear? It's because words can program the mind in specific behaviors. So this morning, we're going to be looking at what the Bible says about taking control of our thoughts and speaking words of faith and words that relate to our life. So first of all, God created by His Word, right? Everything that we see, everything we experience, everything that we can touch, God created this world, this universe, by the spoken word. And I want to use Hebrews 11:3 as an example of what it says here, how God created by word. And it says, by faith, we understand, and we do understand by faith what the Word of God says, and that's one absolutely gospel is God's Word. You can trust it. You can have faith in it because we know it's true. So by the faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of the things which are visible. You know, God just took, made this universe out of nothing by speaking his word. So, going back into Genesis chapter 1, at the creation account, when God created everything from a void, we learned that God created everything, the world, and the entire universe. And he did that in 6 days, and he rested the seventh day, and we call that the first day of the week is Sunday. That's God's day. So right here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, we are shown how God created and framed everything. Isn't it amazing? Sometimes it boggles my mind. And I've been involved in a lot of creative things in this world when I worked at the Space Center and all this stuff, but nothing compares to what God has made. And we can behold it and see it for ourselves. So, he created everything by his spoken word. And in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5, we read, "By the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water." Amazing, isn't it, how Peter described that? Yes, standing out of the waters. And then in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, we read that he made the worlds. He made all the worlds, everything, this whole universe. And then upholding all things by the word of his power. That means he is in control of everything. You know, we're just here. Man is just here, and we are filling the space, but he has called us for a purpose and a plan, especially Christians, to make things in this world a positive place and as a witness for him. See, the Bible teaches us that God created everything by his word. So what exactly does that mean? So going back and looking at creation account in Genesis 1, verse 3, we read then that, "Then God said, let there be light, and there was light." So at the very beginning, when he created everything, it was dark. Everything was dark. No light. But when he said, "Let there be light," there was light. So when did the light appear? It appeared after God said. God said, all he had to do is just speak it. He speaks to us every day. And you know, we need to listen. In Psalms 46, verse 10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still. How often are we still enough to listen to God? You know, we pray, and we pray, and we pray, and pray, but sometimes we just need to be still and listen to how he's going to respond to what we ask him. And then, after he spoke the words, "Let there be light," there was light. So God created by speaking, and this particular phrase, "Then God said," "Then God said," is mentioned 9 times in Genesis chapter 1 when he spoke something into existence. 9 times God said. When he spoke it, it happened. It happened as instantly, or how God orchestrated the world in the 24-hour, 7 days, 6 days, and then he rested. So this tells us that every single time God made something, he spoke it into existence. It's amazing, isn't it? I wonder, as I'm laying in bed at night and just thinking about my message or something so unique that God has done, it's so amazing to me about life itself, and he put us right in the middle of it. And then in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, and Jesus spoke these words when he said in verse 23, Mark 11, truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, now this is talking about our faith. And sometimes we think, well, this might be a physical thing that we can just say, all right, mountain, get out of my way so I can drive through. Okay, we're talking about some physical, spiritual things right here. Be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he said is going to happen, it will be granted him. These are the spiritual things that Jesus is talking about here that can come about in our lives. And it will seem like a huge mountain, a big wall that we can't climb or go around or go under or what, or go through. But God said, if you believe in your heart and it's right what I want for you in your life, it's going to happen. Jesus stated that belief, and speaking that belief aloud leads to a specific outcome in our lives, which is moving the mountain. Whatever is in front of us, spiritually, emotionally, whatever, sometimes physical things, God will take care of that in our lives. We have to, we can have what we say, and it's according to God's will. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, and then even James chapter 4, verse 3, mountains represent great difficulties in our lives. And there are some in our lives. And they can be physical things. They can be emotional and spiritual things. But they're great difficulties. And that must be removed. And according to Zechariah chapters 4, 7, and it is our faith in God that enables us to overcome all of that. So, speaking faith and speaking words of truth helps us overcome the obstacles in our life. So, to desire the good things to happen, we have to see those good things in our heart. We have to believe. You know, if we confess with our lips and believe in our heart, things will happen according to God's will. And then in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the writer says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of those things we can't see or not seen, right? So here we are. We're basing the things that we believe in God on faith. Faith is very important in the Christian life. We have to have faith in something. And my faith has never gone unanswered but when I go to the Lord and ask him, and he comes through every time. So we must confess that we, you know, what we can't see. And we must speak the things that we hope for, the things that line up with God's will. And you know what? When you pray, things will line up with God's will when you ask him in the right way. When you ask God right, trusting and believing, and thanking him in advance for that unanswered prayer, then we will see good results. In Job chapter 22, verse 28, you know, I love reading Job. You know, Job went through some tough difficulties in his life. He lost everything, everything, but he never lost his faith in God. And God replaced everything in his life. When he went through all of those things, and at the end, God replaced everything. But he says, you will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you, so light will shine on your ways. And it did for Job, didn't it? He believed. People said, curse God and just die. And Job said, no. My faith is too strong to do that. I know I'm going through some difficult things and people don't believe me. They think I'm insane and everything, but I'm still keeping my eyes on the Lord. So he spoke the words of truth, and he spoke the words of faith he had in God, and God answered everything and restored him in the end. So, now, let's look in Matthew chapter 35, the B part of that. We can create our defeat. And that can happen if we look at life on a negative side. If we look at positive ways, and God always has the positive things in life in store for us, and that's what we got to look for. So let's look at Matthew chapter 3, verse 35, which says the latter part of verse 35, and the evil man brings out his evil treasures. What is evil? Now, keeping in context with verse 34, the previous verse, we know that Jesus is saying that an evil man out of the treasures of the heart, and that's where it is, brings forth evil things. You know, it can start in the mind, but things that we think of, that our thoughts that we have, sometimes it will end up in the heart. And that's what the scriptures are saying here. So the words that we speak are seeds that produce after their kind. So just as sure as they are planted, we are to be equally sure harvest will follow. And that is true. So Jesus was saying that if we speak evil from the evil thoughts of our heart, then evil deeds will follow as we act those thoughts that we have been reinforced by our words. Now, that's why we always need to speak the words of faith, words of truth, what we know according to the Word of God. As we read the Word of God, our thoughts will line up with our faith, and it will align with God's truth, and therefore that will pattern our life each day. Now, in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, it says, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. Now, speaking evil or faithful words or faithless words become our folly. And that's what Proverbs, that's what Solomon is saying here. And he was a man of wisdom, right? He prayed for wisdom, and that's what God gave him. And he used this wisdom in writing the words that God placed upon his heart by the power of the Holy Spirit. And can lead us to acting in ways that result in failure, defeat, even harm to others. And that is not what God intends for this world at all. But Satan is behind all of that, and we need to be aware of that. So God is all about creating good things, because everything that God ever created, even you and me, the last thing he created, he said, it's good. It's good. It is good. In Genesis 1:31, as we read, then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. We know that things turned about after that in the Garden of Eden, when Satan, when he misled Eve in thinking that the fruit on that tree in the midst of the garden, it's okay to eat it. You're not going to die. And Satan, on the other hand, speaks to create bad things or to destroy the good things of God. He does this by trying to negate the Word of God, kind of twisting God's Word. And a lot of things that we hear in the media, a lot of things that we hear in conversation sounds so good and so true sometimes. But you got to listen very carefully, and you got to listen with discernment and with the power of truth and faith. by the Word of God to be able to discern. And God has given us that ability by the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to discern. He gives us the mind of Christ to be able to discern what is good and what is not. And the Lord told Adam concerning the tree of knowledge and good, in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Now God told Adam that. He didn't tell Eve, and Adam told Eve that. And that's why Satan went to Eve, because he didn't go to Adam, because he, you know, Adam had it firsthand. Eve got it secondhand through Adam. But it still stood the truth that Adam told Eve about, do not eat of that fruit. So Satan was up to his old tricks, right? He went around Adam and went to Eve. And we move down to Genesis 3, chapter 3, verse 4. We read where Satan told Eve, you will surely not die. Now you see the twist in the words right there? He inserted one little word. Do you see what that word is? One little word. The word not. Put a little twist there. You shall surely not die. Satan wants to contradict and destroy what God has spoken and created. He wants to turn it all bad. And I'm not just speaking about the good things that God made in his creation, the creation of the world. I'm also referring to the good things that God has created and wants us to create and in our life as we live it. That's what God intends for you and me. All right, let's look at our life scripture in Joshua. We must speak God's words. We must speak God's word because God's word is truth. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, and I love reading from Joshua as well, because Joshua puts it right clear and plain what we need to do, referring to the word of God. And this is what Joshua says. In chapter 1, starts his first chapter in verse 8. This book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it night and day. You mean we've got to live with the word of God night and day. And that's good. And that's what God calls good. So that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Life is based upon success regarding the Word of God. And Joshua knew that. Joshua knew that. Joshua was confronted with a lot of mountains in his life. He had to go over to Canaan, and he went with 10 spies, and only two of those came back and reported to Moses and all of, not Moses, but the people that, hey, we can take this. We can take Canaan. Him and Caleb, Joshua and Caleb. Only two out of the 10 spies, because he had faith. And he knew that he could trust God with his life and with the decisions that he had as he took over from Moses, him, and Caleb to lead the children of Israel. And understanding who we are according to the Word of God and knowing God's great love for us, embracing his plan for our life will certainly bring about a blessing. It will. And once we've learned who we are and what we have according to the Word of God, then we must speak it. We must speak it. Now, we find out who we are by reading God's Word. And as we speak aloud what we have learned in God's word, then the Lord will bring to pass the promises found wherein, the things that are good and good timing in our life. That is true. But we must also keep in mind that some of the words of the Bible will encourage us to push ahead in this present moment to overcome great challenges that will come our way, and they will come. Every one of us have experienced that. Like the words that say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's say that together. Can we say it together? I can do all things through Christ because he gives me strength. You know what? Every day, there's probably a day that doesn't go by that I don't pray for wisdom and I pray for strength for the task for each day. The task of having that wisdom and the strength to carry it out, to meet whatever God brings to me. And I am able to go through all of that. That's very important for us. We must begin to speak and confess that we are saved and forgiven of our sins and accept Christ's forgiveness of our sins. We must say so and say it aloud. Say it to yourself and say it to someone else that needs to hear it as well. This will break any spirit of bondage. It will break any bondage of defeat upon our lives and allow us to begin walking in confidence and faith in the Lord. And that's why I entitled this, Speaking Words of Faith and Truth. It's all right here. God has given it to you. He's been faithful. We ought to be faithful to him as well. Speaking the faith that we know from God's word that's instilled in our life as he lives his life through us and speak it in truth. Let us pray. Our Father God, we praise your holy name. We thank you that you have given us your word and we can take it in faith because we know it is the truth and we can live it out in our life in the same way. Lord, whoever is here today and struggling with the circumstances and the barriers, and as your son Jesus described, the mountains that we're confronted with, the difficulties in life, and we can say, Lord, just remove those and cast them into the sea. And it will happen. We must believe. And that takes faith. And it's not faith of our own, but it's our faith that we have in you that gets us through it and past it every circumstance. Lord, the Holy Spirit, I know, is working in each one of our lives today, in a different way, speaking to us in a different way, exactly where we are. You meet us where we are, and you love us unconditionally. So, Lord, as we respond to your invitation, Lord, may we be willing to step out and make a decision for you as the power of the Holy Spirit leads us. And that's the only way we need to come to you is through the power of your Holy Spirit leading us to make a decision. And when we do that, Lord, all of those burdens and all those weights on our shoulders and our life are lifted. And we begin to float and fly high, just like soaring like eagles, freely. Oh, and not help bondage to anything in this world. Because you've called everything you created good. And thank you for that. Bless each one here, Lord. Give us a special blessing today, Lord, as you call each one of us for a special purpose, for a special reason. May we answer your call this morning. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.